So let's reveal a bit. So the review is, you have like this, is that the Rambam holds, you have Machlokes Rambam in the Torah, whether or not there's a chiv of kavod if your parents are Rishon. Okay, the Rambam holds that you do, and the Torah holds you don't. Okay, so the Rambam holds, we explained, he said that the Torah holds that kavod is for the person, for Mr. Johnson, okay, because he reflects Shemayim and all that. But Bamlan is it for him. So if the guy is a Rasha, you simply can't be Mechabe, the guy is a Rasha. If you have Mr. Johnson, that Rasha, it's not possible. On the contrary, you have to get rid of a Rasha. So you can't, if you say the code is directed to the individual, then you can't be Mechabed him if he's a Rasha. But the Rambam holds, no, that it's not just that the fact that he reflects Shemayim isn't just the reason, but you're Mechabed the institution of Av. Okay? It's not you're Mechabed Mr. Johnson, but you're Mechabed the Shem Av. Okay? So he as an individual is irrelevant. So I don't care, he's a Rasha, it has nothing to do with him. It's like his quality of Av, which you made him chabe. Okay. So that's the way the Rambam holds, is that apparently when it comes to the relationship of the father-son, the kavod, the father's personal character is irrelevant. Yet, there's another iser of cursing and of hitting parents, and in that iser, you say that it does make a difference. You say it does make a difference. And if he is a Rasha, then basically, you're not chayev skila for cursing him or for hitting him. And the question is, why not? What's the difference? As if you're telling me, like the Rambam holds, that by kavod, really, your father is a father is a father, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter if he's a Rasha. So why, when it comes to the issue of cursing or of hitting, do you say that it has to be that the father is a good guy? Right? Why is there a difference? What is the discrepancy between the asay of kavod and yira, which doesn't care what the father is like, versus the Lo Sase of Hakon and of Klala, which says that if the father is not a tzad, if the father is not as well as a Rasha, then simply you're not going to be chayev. What's the difference? Okay, that was the main question. And another question is the Ram happens to hold that even though you're not chayev, it's still aser. Pater aval aser. The question is, why is it still aser? If you tell me it's not Klala, then it should be mutar. And if it is, then it should be chayev. What's the, right? So we said that the Gemara really kind of answers it. We just have to explain the Gemara. But the Gemara says, why is it that you're not chayev for cursing your father who's a Rasha? Because, the reason why you're not chayev for cursing your father who's a Rasha, hitting your father, is because it says, Be'amcha. Nasi be'amcha lo sa'ar. That the Isser, the way the Torah didn't have a special Isser. There's no special Isser of cursing your parent or of hitting your parent. There is no Isser like that. There's no independent Isser. Rather, there's an Isser to curse Klal Yisrael, anyone in Klal Yisrael. There's an Isser to hit anyone in Klal Yisrael. Now, your father happens to be in Klal Yisrael. Your father happens to be in Klal Yisrael. So, therefore, there's an Isser to curse him, so to hit him. So, now, when you curse a person in Klal Yisrael who happens to be your father, he's a special person in Klal Yisrael, then you get a special Onesh. Then you don't just get the normal Malkus, but you get to your Chayv Skila. Okay, but essentially, the Isser of cursing your father, or of hitting your father, is not an independent Isser, but it's built upon the Isser of cursing anyone in Klal Yisrael. Okay, it's built upon that. It's the more advanced form, the full form of that Isser. Okay? You guys with me? Okay. Now, the thing is that in that Isser of cursing anyone in Klal Yisrael, it's only Be'amcha. It's someone who is a guy in Klal Yisrael who is Be'amcha, who's doing Maisei Amcha, who's at a level. He's living a life of Klal Yisrael. But if he's not, if he's a Rasha, then that Isser doesn't apply. So therefore, since the Isser of cursing your father is built upon that Isser, so therefore by the father also, if he's not Be'amcha, if he's not a person in Klal Yisrael, if he doesn't really reflect the value of Klal Yisrael, so then you're not going to be chayav for that Isser either. Because the Isser of cursing the father is really rooted in the Isser of cursing a regular person, which only applies if he's a good guy. So therefore he's a Rasha, it's not going to apply. So kavod, the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim, which is totally independent of anything else, that grabs onto the father, the shem av in the abstract. But since this isser of cursing and hitting is really an extension of the isser of cursing a regular guy, which is totally just in his din yisrael, it's a generic thing, it's not totally in the abstract institution of av, so therefore it's going to have to say, well, what kind of guy is he? And if he's a rasha, then he's not ba'amcha, he's not going to fit into the lav, so therefore you're not going to be chayev. You with me? But why is it Aser? So we suggested, it's still Aser because it will still be, even though the Isser of cursing doesn't apply, but he still is your father, and there's still Chiyuv Kavod. Remember, according to the Rambam, there's a chiv of kavod for your father, even if he's a rasha. So wouldn't it be a violation of kavod if I cursed my father or if I hit my father? So it's true, it won't be a violation of that isser, of cursing or of hitting, because technically, because that isser doesn't apply, because it's rooted in the isra, on the normal isser. But it's you can't say I'm doing yira of my father if I curse him or if I hit him, even if I argue with him, I'm violating yira. Now in yira, it just goes by the shema av, independent of who he is, even if he's a rasha. So therefore, the din kavod or yira, which the Rambam applies even if he's a rasha, will be an oser, will prevent you from cursing him or hitting him. It'll make it aser. Make it chayev, because the chiv is only for the iser of cursing. But that iser doesn't apply because it's rooted in the iser of Yisrael, which is only ba'amfa. Okay. Now the thing is like this. So then we said, but Tosfos hold it's not aser. Tosfos hold it's mamash mutter. That if your father's a rashi, it's mamash mutter head and murder curse. So we said, so how's it, why is it mutter? Why doesn't he learn at the Rambam that it's ashri aser because of kavod? But we said, because maybe Tosfos learns like the Torah, that when your father is a Rasha, there's no Chiv Kavod. So there is no Chiv Kavod. So that's why he holds its mother. Because see, that's Talena Te Machlokas. Is there a Chiv Kavod for a father as a Rasha? So maybe Tosfos holds like the Torah, that when your father is a Rasha, there's simply no Kavod. So there's no Isser of Heading, and there's no Kavod. So therefore, it's mutter for me to hit him. Right? The problem is the Torah himself. Because the Torah himself, who holds there's no Chiv Kavod for a father as a Rasha, says that it's usher to kill him, to hit him or to curse him. Okay, so if that's the why, is it? What's the isser? Tell me, there's no din kibud avayim. There's no din kibud avayim because he's a rasha, and the isser of cursing or hitting him is also there's no isser like that because it's not ba'amcha. So why is it that it's usher for me to curse him or to hit him? But the Torah brings down that halacha. He brings down that a shliach bezdin. You can't have a guy simply can't a guy can't be a shliach bezdin to curse or to hit or to do anything to his father. Why not? So that's what the Bachman says to the Rabbanon. But what's the Rabbanon? I mean, what's the idea? If he says the Rabbanon, what's the concept? Why is it asa? His mamish is that I don't have any chiyuv kavod. I don't have any isur hitting and cursing. But it's a separate halacha that a ben can't be a shliach to do these things to his father. Why not? Why can't he be? So move to the problem. Okay. So I don't have an answer for that question, but let's move to a different question. Okay, it's a good problem. I had an answer, it doesn't work out. Okay, so the other question is, like this, David, let's say in the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, there's still a Chiyuv Kavod, right? So there's a Chiyuv Kavod still for your parents, even though they're a Rasha. Just there's no Isser of cursing, because the Isser of cursing is rooted in the normal Isser of a Kali Yisrael, which doesn't apply to a Rasha. But it's still also because of Kavod, right? So that's what the Rambam says, is the Chol Eina Ben Nasa Shliach La'Kosu L'Kalva. So therefore, a son could never be a Shliach Bezdin to curse or to hit the father. He says, Chutz Mi Mesis U'Mediach. Except for Mesis U'Mediach. Mesis U'Mediach is a person, Mesis is if a person tries to get another person to violate to be an Oved Zar. Okay, like in private, he tries to get another guy, convince another guy to be a Oved Zara. And Mediach is people who try to convince a city to become a Oved Zara. So those by those places, the positive is Losachmo Volosachasela. You shouldn't be lenient on them. You shouldn't have any compassion for them. It's amazing Mediach, separate Isra. You have to be very, very harsh in your treatment of them. Things which you normally don't do in your treatment of criminals, you're very, very harsh on them. I think they don't even need Hasra. You try to ambush them and to get it doing the chait so that people aid them can see it. You can't have any rachmanis on them whatsoever. It's like a separate serum like that. So the thing is that if a son is the dayan for his father who is a mesis or a mediach, so then he could do the he could hit him, he could kill him. Okay, he could do it.
Only for
mesis. Only mesis mediach, because the pasuk said lo sachmo lo sachasa. Can't have any compassion. But my question is, what does that mean to do with it? If you tell me that it's kibud avayim, kibud avayim is even if he's a rasha. So it's kibud avayim. So who cares? Lo sachmo lo sachasa elav. But bottom line is, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it. It's kibud avayim. So it's not being kind of compassion on him. It's just it's awesome. It doesn't mean to do it. Let some other judge do it. What is it? Why do I have to be the guy to do it? It's, you know. So that's what does that mean to do with it? But it's awesome. You tell me kibud avayim. It's just made from hitting him. So what's the halacha? Yeah, right, yeah, exactly. I mean, if you tell me a Russia is still chiyuv kavod for a Russia, who can be the worst Russia in the world? I don't care, but Russia's a Russia. What's the difference? Talmid for the institution itself, or that's what I was always supposed to, for the institution itself, then who cares how big of a Rasha he is?
Let me just, Yeah, so Danny's mentioning a point, is that it seems that you should have a clash of mitzvahs here. Because on the one hand, you're saying that you have a Isra of hitting him because of Kavod. But on the other hand, there's a mitzvah to hit him, because he's kind of Malkus, Misa, whatever it is. So you should have a clash. Right? Right, so what's going to win out? What should win out in that instance? So the Gemara had a similar question, because the Gemara wanted to know, it says, originally the Gemara had that question, is let's say you hit a person who's, how could Bezin ever hit a guy? How could Bezin ever hit a guy? So say, well, because there's a mitzvah to hit him, so the mitzvah to hit a guy is going to overpower, right, that's Kavod Shemayim, that you have to whip the guy because he's a sinner. So that's going to win out over the cover for the fact that the Isser to hit the person. So it would seem by that logic, you could argue, the Torah is telling me you have to kill this guy, so it's very nice to just keep it up a aim, but there's a mitzvah to kill him. So it's not like I'm hitting him because I understand if I just want to hit him, I'm just for pleasure, then I can't do it. But if I'm hitting him, or I'm killing him because I'm a Shliach Bezdin and I'm killing him, so shouldn't that knock it off? So shouldn't the father always be allowed to hit him? So why can't he? Why can't the father kill the father who's a Rasha? Why do you say Kavod? Yeah, but there's a mitzvah here. I understand I can't hit him just now, but here it's a din of the mitzvah of Sheikh Bazin. So what's... so remember we had... So again, the question on the floor is, why is it that... Why don't you say that the father could kill him because it's a mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah to kill the guy? So it's also to kill him because it's a Kavod, but it's a mitzvah. Why don't you say it's a mitzvah? Mitzvah to kill him. But I think you said is that let's say I don't kill him, so someone else will kill him. So there's no real clash here. Remember we said before, it's like if someone else could do the mitzvah, it's not a clash. In other words, there's no law that you have to kill him. He has to be killed by Beis Din. Now you're not the only guy who could kill him, so let someone else kill him. Well, who said that it's my turn, it's my day, it's my killing day? So let the other guy kill him. I mean, what's the difference? In other words, the mitzvah is that there's two Dayanim around, let's say three Dayanim, so any of them could kill. Now, why should I kill? Because I have a mitzvah kibbut avayim, which answers me. So if there was a real clash that I had to be the guy to kill him, then you'd say nechanami. So that pushes off kavod. But here, someone else could do it. So since someone else could do it, so it's very good why I can't do it. I have to let someone else do it. Right? That makes sense. So why is it then that when it comes to Mesis, you don't say that argument? By Mesis Mediach, why don't you say that? Why does that not hold up? Like, what's the difference then?
You pass up the opportunity.
Right. Okay, good. I think Jeremy's saying good. Let's say it's my turn to kill. Today's my day to kill. And let's say it's a regular sin. Okay, regular sin. It's my day to kill. So I say, well, there's an ichri for me to kill, but there's an isser of, there's a halacha of kibbut avayim. So I say, let someone else kill. So there's no halacha I have to kill. There's no chiv for me to kill. You give it to the other guy, let the other guy kill him, and then this way I can have kibbut avayim. But let's say it's a mesis. It's a mesis mediach, and it's my turn to kill. And I'm going to say, you know what? Let someone else do it. That would be being lenient on the mesis. You can't, when it comes to the mesis, you got to be after him. Go for the kill. You can't say, wait a second, I don't want to do it because there's no ifs, ands, or buts. When the mesis is there on the line, you got to kill him. It's docha. The chiv of killing is docha kibbut avayim. So the only reason you don't say normally it's docha is because you say, well, why do I have to do it? Halacha never forces me to do it. Because I could do it just as well as someone else could do it. But when you have the Isra of Lo Sachmol, so I do have to do it because I can't step aside. Me stepping aside and saying I don't want to kill him would be a violation of Lo Sachmol Sachase. You can't show any hesitation in the killing of the guy. So therefore, given that it's my turn or that I'm set up to do it, so I can't hesitate. So therefore, I have a chiyuv. I really, the mitzvah say of killing the guy, it falls upon me right now. Now, so that's going to be docha kibbut avayim. That's going to knock off kibbut avayim. That's Kavod Shemayim. Kavod Shemayim is going to push off kibbut avayim. See, it's only by another isser where you don't, by another isser, it doesn't matter who does it. So I could equally well let someone else do it. But here, simply passing it off to someone else is osach mon sarasa. Like, let's say I was the guy supposed to kill the mace. I say, nah, you know what? I don't want to. You do it. That would be osach mon sarasa. It means you don't have vengeance against the mace. Mesis demands there's no hesitation. This guy, there's nothing. No, you know, we don't try to find the zechus. We are single-minded in killing this guy. Now, to start questioning, that closes off the possibility of getting another Dayan to do it. So therefore, you're locked in with this Aseh to kill him. So that's going to knock off your Chiyuv Kavod. Amen? So that's one thing. Okay, so now the next thing is, and this gets back to all the questions you guys were asking before. Jeremy, you were asking, I think Yehuda was asking before also. It comes into the issue is like this, is that the halacha, let's take a normal Jewish person. It's also to curse a Jewish person. Nasibam kolosor. Yeah, okay. So this is a curse. So let's take a curse a regular person, Yisrael. So the halacha is two halachas. One halacha is, if he's a Rasha, there's no issur to curse him. Okay, because nasi ba'amacha, it's only when he's in the nation where he's doing the mitzvahs. So someone asked a question, what's that idea? Well, good, we'll explain that. Okay, it's a good question. There's another halacha. Let's say he's a Rasha, he's a chote, he's a killer. He's a killer, the Bezin sentenced him to death, and then while they're taking him out, he does tshuva. Tshuva gemura. Okay, he does tshuva, so he's not Rasha anymore. So now he is ba'amcha because he did tshuva. So now he's a tzaddik, right? But still, there's still no iser, or there's still you don't violate the law because ba'amcha they learn that means b'mekuyam sheba'amcha, with someone who has continued existence in the am. And since he's about to be killed, so therefore you say no. You say that's not. He's not mekuyam. He's mekuyam means he's going to continue to exist. Because that's a separate exclusion. So Ba'amcha tells you, first of all, he has to be a tzaddik. If he's a Rasha, forget about it. But even if he's a tzaddik, if he's going to be killed, then also you don't have the Eser. Okay, so that's one thing we want to explain. What's this idea of Amcha that includes both of these things? Okay, but that's by a regular person. By your father, so by your father, it's funny. Because by your father, if he's a Rasha, right, if your father's a Rasha, then you basically say that you're not over the Eser. Because again, he's not Ba'amcha. He's not Ba'amcha, so if he's a Rasha by your father, you're not Chayev. You're not Chayev for cursing your father's a Rasha. But let's say he was a Rasha, and they Bezin sentences him, same case, Bezin sentences him to death, and he's being carried out to death, and he does tshuva while he's being carried out to death. So now he is Ba'amcha. So then, you're Chayev. You don't say that he has to be Mekuyam Shabamcha. You don't say he has to be that he's going to continue to exist. By a father, you don't say that. And the Gemara says, why? It says, because you see your father, even if he's dead, you're chayev for cursing your father. So you can't say that he has to be Mekuyam Shabamcha. Even if your father's dead, there's an Issur to curse. The Kavod goes after the death of your father. By a regular person, if the guy's dead, forget about it. There's no Issur to curse the guy's dead. Or you're not chayev. But by a father, there's an Issur even after he's dead. So therefore, you can't say if he's Mekuyam Shemam, that he has to be Mekuyam, that he has to be continuing to live. So by father, you have one of the exclusions, namely the Rasha, but you don't have the other one of the Mekuyam Shemam.
Because when he's dead, you can...
Yeah, good question. Then he asks a good question. Why don't you say that the father's different also when it comes to Ba'amcha, even if he's a Rasha? Because you say, who cares if he's a Tzaddik or he's a Rasha? But he's your father, and there's a Din L'Sev Kavod by your father, so you see that even if he's a Rasha. So why don't you say, why is it, that's a question, why is it that by the father, in terms of the first thing of Amcha, that he's Osei Maisei Amcha, then you say the father has to be really, it's the same as a normal Jewish person. Same rules. But when it comes to the halacha of Mekuyim Shem Amcha, that he's be alive, then you don't say it's the same rules, then you say, well, father's nothing to do with it, father's different. I mean, if you're telling me that the whole Isser of cursing the father is built upon the Isser of cursing a normal person, so then it should have to be built upon it in Mekuyim also. And if you tell me it could exist independently, so then it should be independent in Osei Maisei Amcha also. Right, that's a question. Right, and then also, Jeremy, the question Jeremy asked, and this is what Michael was asking yesterday, is what's the idea that the cursing a father is like a furtherance of cursing a regular Yisrael? What kind of thing is that? I mean, it's two different things. I mean, why is that like a full-fledged form of cursing Yisrael? I mean, it's two different things. It's cursing Yisrael, he happens to be Yisrael. And then also, there's the din of kavod. I mean, why is that like a worse form of cursing Yisrael? Maybe just to explain, maybe the first question I think we should take. I mean, a lot of problems here. But the first question is, why is it, if he cursed a Jew, so Yechayv Malkus, right? So why if he's a Rasha, aren't Yechayv Malkus? I mean, he's still a Jew. So what's the halacha? Be'amcha. Be'osim ha'is amcha. What's the halacha? Or a guy who's on his deathbed, or they're carrying out to be killed. So he's not Mekuyam Shabamcha. But so what? The bottom line is, he's still a Jew. So I mean, what's the difference? Why am I not Chayev? What's the halacha of the amcha? So here's the thing. I think maybe this is what Yitzhi was getting at, but it seems like the Isser is like this. The Isser of cursing Yisrael is that there's a certain significance of a person of a Jew. Okay. So a Jew is a certain significance, and basically the cursing him or hitting him is denying his significance. That's the Isser. There's a din of like a certain chashivas of a Klal Yisrael. And for a person to, it's like cursing him is like denying his worth. Okay, you're saying he should die, he should this, he should this, or hitting him. It's a certain that's the nature of this. So this is it's a denying the significance of Yisrael. Okay, it's like an attack on the Gavra of Yisrael. Now the thing is like this: that if Be'amcha is saying is that if he's a Rasha, then you don't say then he's like he loses his significance. His significance is that he's part of the Am. And part of the Am is not just whether you happen to be Jewish or not, but it's an idea that you partake of the significance of the Am. So the point here is that the Isser of Klala or hitting, you can't just look at as like a technical action to hit a Jew. Okay, to curse a Jew. Because then who cares who he is? But the idea, the concept of the Isser is to undermine his significance, the significance of a Jew. So therefore, if he has lost that significance because he's not Ba'amcha, so then that's not the Isser. Then it's just you're doing the action of cursing or the action of hitting. But that's not the nature of the Isser. The Isser is you're undermining or denying his significance. So therefore, if he's not Ba'amcha, the Torah is telling you then he doesn't really have that significance. So there's no Isser. Yeah. Okay, so that's one thing. Now another thing is like this. So let's say he's being carried out to death. So now he was the Rasha, he got punished to death. Now he did Shuvas, now he's back Ba'amcha, right? So you say he's Ba'amcha. What I say is like this, is that the Klal Yisrael, besides for being like an ethical community, or whatever, is the reality of Klal Yisrael that you're living a certain life, there's an idea of like the society of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is like a kind of like a social entity of Klal Yisrael. There's an entity of Klal Yisrael. Now, a guy who is not Mekuyim Sheva Amcha, who's basically on his deathbed, is no longer part of the so to speak, the Jewish society. Because he's basically his dead man. He's dead. Now, the second he's not Mekuyim, he's not part of the society anymore. So he's alive, but he, like, being part of, like, the unit, the social unit of Klal Yisrael, doesn't just take the fact that you're alive and you have this Yisrael, but it's that you're going to live. As if you're on your deathbed, then you're not... it's like you're removed from Amcha. Not even Amcha, it means you're lacking in the idea of a part of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is like a certain kind of a social unit. The guy who's dead, he's basically the second away from death, he's no longer part of that unit. He's removed from that unit. Yeah, I'm not saying that he's not Jewish. I'm not saying he's not Jewish. What I'm saying, the limud of Amcha is saying is that he has to be part of the unit. In other words, the significance isn't just because, and maybe this is your point, maybe better with yours, is the significance isn't just because he is a Jew. It's not just because he is a Jew. He is a Jew. But the significance in cursing is it's like he's an element of Klal Yisrael. He's an element of the unit of Am Yisrael, the Amcha. So in other words, it's like an attack on the entity of Klal Yisrael. He is an element, an entity. He's a certain significant entity because he's part of the class called Am Yisrael. And that class is restricted to people, first of all, who have a certain ideology, not a Rasha, and also to someone who is part of Klal Yisrael is a social unit. And so if he has to be alive, he has to be omed to live. So if he's not omed to live, he becomes removed from the unit of Klal Yisrael. So he's a Jew, and he has Kedushas Yisrael, insofar as his self is concerned. But he's not part of the unit. And the attack, apparently, the Isra of Be'amacha is a din. It's like an attack on an element of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so that's because that's denying its significance as being an element of Klal Yisrael. Okay? Okay. You with me so far? Okay, good. So now, what about when it comes to the father? Okay? What about when it comes to the father? So the thing is like this: is what happens to the father. So by a father. So first of all, there's this sort of cursing a person is because you're denying his significance. His significance is an element of Klal Yisrael, right? Now, when that element of Klal Yisrael is also your father, then he has an additional dimension to him. He's significant because he reflects Shemayim. So in other words, not only is he significant because he's part of Klal Yisrael, but he has a significance because of his fatherness. That's why it's a more chamar form of the Isser. Now, the Isser of Klal is to deny the guy's significance. Deny the significance as an element of Klal Yisrael. But a father has even a greater significance. Because the father's significance is not only the element of Klal Yisrael, but he reflects Shemayim directly.
I mean, he's not just part of the class called Klal Yisrael. The reflection of Yisrael, that's why it's a greater violation. And that for that form of Klala is Chayav Skila. Okay? Now, the question is, let's say the father is not Ba'amcha, or not Mekuyim Shab'amcha. Okay? So the thing is like this. Is that see, the father is a little bit different, because the father's significance doesn't come from the fact that he's part of Klal Yisrael. Okay? Because he has his own significance. He has his own significance. Okay? Because his father. Right? Ah. But if he's a Rasha, so the Rasha contradicts the significance. So you notice, there's a difference between the guy who's on who's a Rasha and the guy who's on his deathbed. See, the guy who's a Rasha is like contradictory to the significance, because he's a Rasha. He's anti-significant. Okay? But the guy who's on his deathbed is not like anti-significant. There's nothing against it. He doesn't have the significance of being in Klal Yisrael, because he's not part of the class. He is a tzaddik, but he's not part of the unit anymore. Ah. Right? It's not like he has anything wrong with him. He doesn't have a negative. He just doesn't have the positive. Ah. So the thing is this. By a father, so the father has his own significance because of the fact that he reflects Shemayim. So now if the father is a Rasha, so this Rish just cancels that out, any significance whatsoever, because Rasha means he can't. Russia is the antithesis of any significance whatsoever. I don't care if he's significant of Klal. Not only will Russia break him from being the unit of Klal Yisrael, it will undermine the significance of the Av also, because he's a Russia. Russia, if a guy's a Russia, that's it. Since the Yisrael of Klal is on this, the consciousness of significance, if he's a Russia, I don't care if he's a father, whatever significance he had, Am Yisrael, father, Russia is a contradiction. So therefore, if you curse your father as a Russia, Potter. Okay? Let me get back to this. So here's my point. Here's the point. Is that so by a father, if the father is the father's own significance, but if he's a Rasha, Rasha is contradictory to significance. The Rasha basically can't say that the guy has any significance, because Klala is to undermine his significance, and the significance of being part of Klal Yisrael, a regular Jew has the significance of being part of Klal Yisrael. The father has an added significance, his own independent significance, because he's a reflection of Shemayim, he's a father. Now if he's a Rasha, Rasha contradicts any significance, any kind. Am Yisrael, father, is the Rasha. Then there's no chiyuv. There can't be an Yisrael klal or chiyuv klal. But now let's say he did tshuva. So now in terms of being, he doesn't have anything which contradicts his significance. And the only thing is, you'll say he's not part of society, right? But when by a regular Yisrael where his significance comes because he's a part of Am Yisrael. So then if he's on his deathbed, so then you say he lacks that significance because he's not part of the Am anymore. But by a father, his significance is intrinsic. It's not telling on being part of the unit of Am Yisrael. You see, even when he's dead, he has the significance. Because Kavod even goes when he's dead. So Kavod, the significance is because he reflects Shemayim in the mind of the kid. So therefore, I don't care if he's not part of Klal Yisrael. You see, even when he's dead, he reflects Shemayim in the mind of the kid. So therefore, the fact that he's dead, that he's on his deathbed, doesn't undermine the father's significance. It's a good question, but parenthetically, do you say that the halacha mekuyim shem amcha applies by someone who's like a trefa, or like a gose, so he's on his deathbed? So do you say, so is it only when you have a guy actually has a shame of Gemara Din Tamisa? That's a good question. I don't know the answer. So what we'll do, I guess, late. So what we're going to try to do tomorrow, or next time, is the halacha about honoring step-parents and older brother. It's the Rambam in Vav Tes Vav. Okay, Vav Tes Vav. It's look at Ram Vav Tes Vav. It's based on a Gemara, yeah, Mamrim, and it's based on a Gemara in Ksubas, Kuf Gimel. You should check it out. And there's also a Ramban in the Sharashim. In the Sharashim, Sefer Mitzvah Sharashim, on Yud Tes. I think it's page Yud Tes Amud Aleph. He basically, in Sharash Beis, so he talks a little bit about it. Okay, I'll try to give you more specific, Mamrim, but that's what it is.